If you're dealing with injuries from an auto accident, you know just how persistent and painful they can be. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us today. Dr. Riley, this is unfortunately probably a common cause of visits to your office, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it is. We see a fair amount of patients related to some form of accident, you know, sadly, auto accidents and so forth. So I just wanted to touch on it today and kind of speak to some of the options and some of the ways patients are treated here. You know, we talk about active athletic type folks. We see sports injuries, work-related injuries, weekend warrior type injuries, all the whole cumulative trauma, meaning, you know, you sit on your butt all day long. And sadly, we see that auto accident. And, you know, it's very common or typical that a lot of the patients that come in with those type of injuries, it's going to be some form of sprain strain. There's going to be some strain of soft tissue, muscle, potentially some sprain of a ligament. Very, very similar to if you played sports, you sprain an ankle, there's going to be inflammation. There's going to be limited mobility. It's obviously going to be very painful. The same thing is going to be going on in our spine. All types of auto accidents, simply, you know, I ask certain questions like, were you anticipating the accident? A lot of times patients are not, and that could lend itself more to a ligament type injury as opposed to if they did anticipate it and they have a chance to brace, there's going to be more soft tissue injuries, muscle and fascia and so forth. So we would take a comprehensive, it's something that we do see here. You know, in my billing department, my girls are very good and educated on the ins and outs of these types of cases. They can be challenging. Sadly, when we are involved in an accident like this, we don't know what to do. I mean, you're concerned about getting better, and that's all my concern is figuring out, making a determination what injuries were sustained and related to the accident, making appropriate recommendations, and then treating the patient and getting them better as quickly as we possibly can. And that's the key. I mean, efficient treatment plans, getting them better as quick as we possibly can. We don't have time to be, you know, going into the doctor's office 2 and 3 days a week. So, you know, and the other thing that I like to visit with patients early on, Scott, is that, you know, patients want to know, is this something that I'm going to be dealing with the rest of my life? And 9 out of 10 times, the answer is no. You know, we're for this discussion, we'll talk about sprain, strain type injuries. However, they can be very limiting. Range of motion, painful, all those types of things. Typically, with some conservative care, you can get these patients better quickly and get them better or get them back to doing the things that they would like to do through normal daily activities. A lot of times with accidents too, you start to develop limitations. You know, you're not able to maybe play with your kids, or maybe, you know, having a difficult time getting in and out of the car. So functionally, we want to take a look at some of those things that they have a challenge with. Make sure that we're able to get them back to doing the normal daily activities. So proper exam, evaluation, recommendations. The neat thing about this clinic too, we've spoken, it's integrated and we have options here. If I feel like MRI, x-rays indicated, then we're going to send those patients out. A lot of times ER physicians or other physicians will refer those patients to us because we specialize in injuries of soft tissue and so forth. So that's kind of right in our wheelhouse, so to speak. As discussed previously, happy to have the recent addition of an internal medicine physician to maybe do an evaluation if need be up front. If medication management is recommended, we have that option now, which is neat. So, and then from there, are they going to need chiro? Do they need PT, massage? What kind of recommendations can we make related to activity, exercise, rehab, all those types of things? So, you know, that's where that whole integrated model really works well in those, you know, types of auto accidents, is that patients have options here and they're not driving, you know, from place to place. They can be evaluated here, receive whatever treatment they do need. If they do need to be referred out for MRI or to another specialist, we can do those things as well. But typically we're able to manage these soft tissue cases within the confines of the clinic rather effectively, and like I've spoken of, you know, more efficiently than anything, get them better as quickly as we possibly can, get them doing things, normal daily activities as quickly as we possibly can, because it's one of those scary things that when you're involved in something like that, you don't know what to do. You know, how do I get my vehicle fixed? And, you know, our focus here is, you know, figuring out what's going on physically and taking care of the problem as quickly as we can.
A car accident can be traumatic. You have an advocate who can help you receive the care you need. Contact Tulsa Spine and Rehab at 918-743-3737.